Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory. We give him praise, embarking upon 2017. Happy New Year. Glory be to God. Every day is the Lord's day, and he is always the reason for every season. We glorify him and magnify him for being a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. We just want to exalt his name and give him glory and praise that's rightly due him. What a mighty God we serve. Without him, we can do nothing, but through him, we can do all things, because he is the majority on the inside of us. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church, these vessels, at this hour and this time, God. Let us be in a place that we'll be committed. Help us, glory to God, in our dedication. Help us, God, in our obedience and walking in the agape, walking in forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus. You are so awesome. And in the midst of our dilemmas and trials, even in our errors, we thank you for your love, your kindness, your mercy that's renewed every day, for your grace. What an awesome God we serve. We thank you for all the great benefits that, glory to God, are in the power of what your word is saying, in, glory to God, that roadmap that you gave us on the BIBLE. God, help us to stay on that path of the straight and narrow. We give you glory, give you praise, because if it had not been for you on our side, living in us, living through us, your mercy and your grace and the favor of God, there is no way that we could have made it through 2016 and all the years prior to get to this point now. So we speak in life, and that we will live the life according to Christ, and that we will submit ourselves, commit ourselves to the cause of Christ. God, we give you glory, we give you praise. What an awesome God. For redeeming us back to the Father, such love that he had for us, and such love, you being the ultimate sacrifice. And now we need to make our vessels that ultimate sacrifice, making sure that our life is lining up for whatever you call for us to do as we get transmitted, transitioned, glory to God, transformed into what you want us to be in the image of Christ, to be a great witness, to be a light, and to be a people that will worship you in spirit and in truth. God, I bless you. I thank you, because you are such an awesome God. God, we bless you tonight. Bless those, glory to God, that came online and is still coming online to speak and decree and declare what thus saith the Lord as we journey on into 2017, as we pray and stand in the gap, intercede, and glorify your name and speak, glory to God, blessings for those that are, glory out, in need of a Savior, need of a deliverer. As we pray for our churches and our leaders, our leadership in the body of Christ, the leaders, God, in our land, we pray, glory to God, for those that are hurting and abused and misunderstood and accused, those, glory to God, that are incarcerated, those families, those ones that are sick and illness and homeless, whatever the need, and those, glory to God, hallelujah, that most of all, as we said earlier, need a Savior for such a time as this, and those that are in the body of Christ, that need to be anchored down, holding fast, holding on to God's word, keeping the faith. And now, God, we thank you for the power of prayer and the prayer warriors that will war and stand in the gap and persist and pursue after you on the behalf, glory to God, of those in need in the name of Jesus. Whatever the need is, you said you are supplied according to your riches and glory. So that means spiritually, physically, naturally, whatever it may need. So, God, I bless you tonight. And I give you glory in Jesus' name. As we're waiting for a couple of the other prayer warriors to come on, as we often do, we share, glory to God, a reading. But I just want to just encourage the body of Christ, the people of God, at this hour and time, he's looking for people that's going to be committed, dedicated to the cause of Christ. Not what went on in last year, the year before, but really to sell out and surrender so we can walk in the agape, that we can be walking more in love. We can be a greater light on the hill. We can be, glory to God, a vessel that will be used for his glory, for his honor. So we give God the glory and praise as we strive for those things. As the flesh die and you be glorified, as we mortify the deeds of the flesh. Praise the Lord. Amen to God. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. Rooted and grounded in Christ. Matthew Henry commentary says, Colossians 2:1-7, the soul prospers when we have clear knowledge of the truth as is in Jesus. When we are not only believe with the heart, but are ready when called to make confession with the mouth. Knowledge and faith make a soul rich. The stronger our faith, and the warmer our love, the more will our comfort be. The treasure of wisdom are hid not from us, but for us in Christ. These were hid from proud unbelievers, but displayed in the person and redemption of Christ. See the danger of enticing words. How many are ruined by the false disguises and fair appearances of evil? For they aim to spoil you. All Christians have, in profession, at least received Jesus Christ the Lord, consented to him, and take him for theirs. We cannot be built up in Christ or grow in him unless we are first rooted in him, Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ. Hebrews 13:15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise of God continuously. And he said, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Being established in the faith, we must abound therein and improve in it more and more. God justly withdraws his benefits from those who do not receive it with thanksgiving and gratitude, for his mercies is justly required by God. Galatians 1:23, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved. 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your work. 1 Peter 5:10, but the God of all grace, who has called us to the eternal glory. Jude 1:24, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before him. Galatians 1:12-13, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers. We give God the glory and praise for the reading and even for the shared scriptures tonight. And as the evening tied back up, it was Hebrews 11:1 to add to the scriptures, now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So no matter what is required of us, to walk in faith, to have faith, to trust God. So no matter what the enemy is doing, what who should have, could have, didn't do, the ball comes back in our court. Do we trust God? Do we believe him? No matter what goes on, God, I trust you with my life and whatever else concerning my life, that if I trust you, everything is in order. As long as I submit and commit to your word and submit myself to the Holy Spirit, don't grieve him and override him. He'll do that. He'll be that guiding light. And we'll be able to walk in the path that God set before us. And no matter what the opposition is, John 10:10 tells us that the thief, that devil, the enemy, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came to give you life and life more abundantly. So we're going to stand on the abundant life of what Christ says. Believe his report. Lean not to our understanding. Own understanding, trust him, rest in him, let him do the leading and the guiding. He'll direct our path. So we just bless the Lord tonight. As we see the prayer warriors have come on, at least some of them, we are ready. We'll be to God to prepare for prayer. God has been dealing with my spirit today about this, to have us to do in warfare on this human trafficking. So someone to take the human trafficking, someone, glory to God, will pray on the spirit of murder and genocide and this homicide spirit in the land that just running rampant all over the place. Pray, glory to God, of course, for our youth. They need some encouragement, and then we also need some prayer on those that are being rebellious and serving them. All the entertainment and inner things that enemy is using to entice them, whether it comes through the internet, whether it comes through peer pressure, whether it comes through school, whether it comes through even the company that they keep, or will they come through because they've been abused, accused, or criticized, or just been talked down to, whatever the deliverance when we need for someone to intercede on the prayer for one, some encouragement, and other ones, glory to God, for those things that are causing them to be tripped up and snared. We also want to pray tonight, of course, every time, for our leaders in the country. and our leaders, glory to God, in the land for us in the gospel of Jesus Christ, because there's division and confusion and chaos through, glory, our prestige, power struggle, all kinds of things, get-rich schemes, things, glory to God, and people with unforgiveness and churches, glory to God, where we're not coming together. We need whatever it is the enemy is fighting in that area. So I know it's quite a bit, so I'm going to check out and find out who's online, and I just want to do the prayer of thanksgiving tonight. That's what I'll take on, and also we're going to pray for those that are ill and going through as well. So I'm getting ready to open the line. Once I pray, I'm going to find out Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick is online. Trying to see whether, let's see, we'll start with those right after me, Mother Alexander and Mother McCormick, until I check to see who else is online. I see a few numbers, but I have to make sure that I know who they are, and then we'll open the line for prayer. So as you're preparing your heart for either one of the ones that I said, then when you come on, then you just announce which one you're praying for, and we'll take it from there. Praise God. And if we have any guests, we'll acknowledge you later, but right now we're going to cover those bases. Father, we do honor you tonight and give you glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. God, we've already made our choice. We're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for 2017 crossing over into the new year. God, we want to live through the new year to be able to proclaim your name and fulfill everything that you call for our lives. As we make a commitment and a more dedicated life and making ourselves in a place that we'll walk in the agape and that we'll walk in the truth and we'll walk, glory to God, in forgiveness and we'll walk, glory to God, in your word and obedience to your word. God, we're asking you right now to give us that strength and help that we need as we submit ourselves to you. God, forgive us for every offense against your word, but we want to praise and magnify you for bringing us through this time and taking us through even some of the challenging times, the hard times, the mountaintop times, the valley times, in between, glory to God, trying to make a decision or whatever, trying to hear your voice, whatever, even in our era, God, thank you for your power of forgiveness. But I thank you, Lord God, that you brought us through and brought us out. We want to give you praise and glory for being our Savior, our Deliverer, our Burden Bearer, our High Tower. We thank you, Lord God, that you're teaching us how to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. We thank you, Lord God, for how you blessed and did exceedingly abundantly more than we can think or ask. We thank you that there's been times before we even asked, you already answered. We thank you that you're teaching us, glory to God, how to look to the hills with coming to our help and realize that our help coming from you. Thank you, Lord God, you're teaching us not to lean to the left or the right, but glory to God, to keep our eyes fixed on the prize, Jesus Christ, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing to the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Help us, glory to God, to let go and let God lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. Whatever the weights may be, whether it be people, things, situations, or things that we've made idols out of or submitted to and that we didn't recognize what we were doing, and some walk right into some things that you said no, glory to God, but your mercy has brought us through. God, I pray right now that we continue to bless you and worship you in spirit and truth. Give you the praises right to do you on a daily basis. Not allowing our flesh to go over to God, to intervene, go over to God when it's time when your voice is speaking or allowing voices of others. God, help us to get to a place that we just seek out your face even the more. I give you glory for, glory to God, being so good to you. Thank you for the food, the clothing, the shelter. God, things that we can't even take for granted now, because so many storms and so many fires and so many situations that come that cause people, even in the best, glory, out of times they've lived, or either they had been prosperous and glory, I thought they had it going on, and God, the enemy has come in and robbed in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, that you would just bless and direct us in the name of Jesus, all that you call for our lives in this last day, in this last hour. God, we are thanking you, Lord God, for how you just bless us, glory to God, even in the abundance, even when we didn't deserve it. God, we just pray, God, and thank you for how you turn things around on our behalf. We thank you, Lord God, for our families and our loved ones. We're thanking for those that you're saving, that you're dealing with their hearts still. We're thanking you, Lord God, for saving us. We're thanking for the power of the Holy Spirit. We're thanking for your anointing. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your goodness. God, we just bless you for Jesus. God, I bless you, glory to God. Hallelujah, because there is none like you. Keep us in a mind that we keep looking to you. Ah, it's awesome, the finish of our faith. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of all. You tell us how to thief will come and steal and kill and destroy, but you said you'll give us that abundant life. You said you want us to prosper and be in good health as our soul prosper. You told us, glory to God, for being a place where we can soar like the eagle. We can run and not be weary. We can walk and not faint. We'll thank you for the anointing, glory to God, hallelujah, that bless us, that says we can have peace that pass all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee. God, there's so many benefits in you. You said if we delight ourselves in you, you'll give us the desires of our heart. We thank you for that, God. We thank you that if we walk upright before you, you'll hold no good thing from us. God, we thank you. God, I bless you for today. I thank you for being able to breathe. I thank you, Lord God, for being able to walk, to talk. Whatever, glory to God, you'll bless us. So many, glory to God, may not be in the same position. We may have different situations that go, but God, your mercy and grace still keeping us and taking us through. God, I pray, God, we continue to be in a place to exalt you, glorify you, magnify you. Hallelujah. Give you what rightly due you. God, I just bless you. There's so many things to be thankful for. We can't name it all. We wouldn't have enough tongues to glory to God to even glorify you, even the next 100,000 years to glorify you for all that you've done and what you're doing. You are an awesome God. What a mighty God we serve. God, I love you. I appreciate you. I adore you. So I thank you, Lord God, that you're bringing us into this year. We believe in you for our healings and believe in you for our deliverance. We believe in you, glory, for encouragement. We believe in you for a closer walk with thee, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And thank you that you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We may walk out. We may miss you, but you said you'll never leave us nor. So, God, help us and not let nothing separate us from you, glory, and your love and your mercy and your grace. You are so wonderful. God, I thank you. We adore you and magnify your name. So, God, I bless you tonight. And as you bless these warriors, God, that stand on the gap, stand in the gap for different ones, interceding, and glory to God, sacrificing to pray. God, I thank you for their everyday prayer life so that way they can be so effective when they come online to pray and intercede. And the prayers of the righteous that avail as much, that effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous that avail much. We bless you for even the manifestation of the power of those that are being saved, glory to God, out of darkness, those that have been saved, their lives have been saved, that the healing, deliverance, going through operations, going through this, and doctors may have said this, that, and the other, but you've turned it around. Even some that might have went on to glory at that hour after we done prayed, but God, everything is still in your care, God. We know that you are in control. We thank you, Lord God, for raising so many up, and we thank you for those that are being saved. We thank you for those that are in the process right now in transition of, glory to God, their healing, their deliverance, their salvation, for their peace of mind, glory to God, moving in their homes, whatever it may be, we're thanking you for the power of prayer. We love you tonight, and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. And as we pray, glory to God, now we're going to get ready to open the line for Mother Alexander to be the first one to open up for prayer, whatever God has placed on our heart, then Mother McCormick, and I'll find out Mother Willette is on the line in a little bit. Okay, Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah.
What does he give
Hallelujah.
You praise? No, which one?
I get praise for, praise for those that is in authority.
Okay.
Hello?
So you're gonna pray for, you praying for leaders tonight? That's all,
yes,
in the church?
Yes, those that is in authority. Uh-huh.
Okay, then. All right, so you're praying for the church. All right, God bless.
Uh-huh. I'm praying for the leaders. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. According to the promises of God, God gave us the power to pray. Pray down principality. Come against principality. We are those that God called to bring forth his word. He said he gave us the authority and the dominion. And according to the promises of God, he's faithful. His word going to stand. So we must know when we get up to do the work of God, that if he call us to do the work of God, let nothing stop us. And right now, we have to pray hard. Those that is in authority, we have to pray to cover them. We have to pray and know that we are equipped to bring down this principality. That's what is coming against these high leaders. They have to come to acknowledge that God is in charge. And when you sold out to the Lord, let nobody turn you around. Because according to the promises of God, he tells us in his word. If we go to 1 Thessalonians, it said, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourself and to all men. And rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. We cannot just pray 1 minute and then stop and then go back in. No. How mission is to pray for those that is in authority. We have the power to turn the things around. But we have to recognize who we are in Christ. And we have to live for the word. Not just one day and then turn around. No, we got to sleep with the word, eat the word, drink the word, live for the word. And believe in our heart. If we sold out to Christ, then we must live it. Those that is in authority, they need more and more every day. People that says that God sent them to the church to build up the church. We need to stand in unity to pray for those that is in authority. Because the enemy is coming against them. So we got to know that we have to stand and pray for those that is in charge. Leaders need the power behind them to people that pray, the prayer warriors, those that God calling to do this mission in prayer. We must stand firm and pray. We cannot just think that, oh, we can just get up there and just throw a few words and that is. That is not what God called you to do. That is not what God called you to do. He called you to be a prayer warrior. Then nobody have the authority to put you to sit down. You get up and you pray for those that is in authority. Pray, because prayer is the power that we have. Prayer is what God said, move the mountain. You have prayer, you get up in your faith and you stand and you pray these things down, because we must remember that we are not praying against the flesh and blood, baby. We are praying about these principalities in dark places. Wicked spirit, that's what we're praying against. That's what we have the power to bring down. Until we come to know that, we have always have these leaders that run in crooked side. We cannot just look at the person. Think about what is working and what is going on. And remember who we are. We are a powerful prayer warrior. When you says you're called to be a prayer warrior, let nothing stop you. Because according to the promises of God, if you're standing on his word, you must know that you will bring down those principalities. You must know who you are in Christ Jesus. And you must know that he gave you the authority and the power to bring down these foul spirits that are attacking those that are ahead of us. We must know that God is not dead. We must know that he is alive in us. And when we get up to pray to bring down these things, everything that's going on out there in the world today, we're calling, oh, Lord, what in this situation is so bad. Oh, Lord, we can't do better. No, but what did God say? I gave you power to stand and serpent. I gave you power to bring down these things. Instead of sitting down and folding our hands and calling out, oh, I can't understand why this is so and so. Our business is to bring these principalities down. Let it know that this will not be overcome. No, no, no. You cannot take the place of what God gave a child to do. You must stand up and pray. You must stand up and bring these things down. Not calling and saying, I can do this and I can do that. That is not what God said for us to do. As prayer warriors, we must know our position. As prayer warriors, we must know that when we stand up to pray, we are going to see changes. It got to change. It's not no if and buts about that. It's got to be a change. Because if there's no change in it, then something is wrong with you. And it's not wrong with the word of God. Because the word of God will move those mountains by your standing on your faith and speaking and let nobody turn you down. So we come tonight to bring down those principalities, those in leaders. You got to stand firm and take your position. If you confess something, then stand on it. God said, I will bring you in. Then now who's going to stop you? Who's going to stop you? As children of God, we must know who we are in this world. This world is darkness, but we're supposed to be the light of the world. So when we step out, we must step out shining the light, not darkness. Darkness is supposed to move out when we come on the scene. Sisters and brothers, we have no time to play around. Look at what's going on with the authorities today. Justice is down and justice is up. Why? Why? Because the church seemed to forget that we have the power to speak against this foul spirit. We must know that this is a time that he's raising his head. All this stuff is happening. People is running here and running there, shooting this one, disobeying this one. Those that is in authority is just laying down now. now wake up. I speak the word. Don't let nobody stop you. God gave you the authority to do these things, and you must stand and do these things. Speak the word of God. Continue doing your mission. Let nobody stop you. As long as you know who you called to be, you claim to be one of the ones that God sent out, then you stand firm. You stand firm. And pray down those principalities that come against leaders. Pray it down. We have a good leader, then you continue to pray down those things that come against a leader. You have a pastor in your church, and you see things that's coming against us, sickness, disease, whatever it is. We have the authority to pray it down in the name of Jesus, because those was given to us. The name is a gift that give to us. The blood is next that give to us. We have authority to use them and use them with the authority that was given to us. When we speak the blood of Jesus, we must see manifestation. When you don't see these things, then you know something is wrong. Something is wrong, not with the word, but with you. So what you supposed to do? Get down and get in deeper prayer. Deeper prayer. We have the authority to do these things. Because we were called to be prayer warriors. Because if we didn't have prayer warriors, what do you think would happen today? So the children of the living God got to know that the world don't have it over them. They have the authority over the world. Because you must once remember, and always don't let this lose your mind, is that you are not of the world. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. Until you recognize who you are, then you will still stand in one, staggered in one position. But when you recognize who you are, baby, you're going to speak the word of God, and you're going to speak it, and you're going to see the manifestation, because God's word never fails. For I am fully persuaded that if he told me to move the mountain going to have to move, because I'm coming. This child of God must never back away from what God sent her to do, because he is the power of all. And so tonight we pray that the leaders of today will stand firm, and that we as prayer warriors will stand guarding over them to pray for them, that they get stronger in doing what is right in the sight of God. And don't let the enemy cover them over with this huskery way of I can this and I can that, doing the wrong right, taking up the unjust stuff instead of doing what is just. No. We have to pray, because that's a foul spirit that come against leaders today. That's a foul spirit. And we as children of God must know that the power is in the prayer. When we pray for these leaders, and don't let nothing stop us. Because we got to remember, church, that we are the children of the living God. We are the children that called to stand up. We are the perfect church, because according to the word of God, his word is perfect. And when you know who you are in Christ Jesus, the spirit man that live in you, that's the perfection. We don't look at the flesh man, because the flesh man can't do nothing. Without the spirit man moving in you to straighten out these things, you will be standing staggered at one corner. But when you put your mind to do the work of the living God, when you come to know who you are, then you pray and you know that you have the victory, because you are standing and doing what God gave you to do, not what men give you to do. So we pray for leaders that they will stand firm, that every day they will know that God is alive. He is alive. And that if we stand, we continue to pray. Pray for these leaders, because we must know that these principalities are what's coming against a lot of good leaders. I don't tell you all of the leaders them is doing good. I don't tell you all the leaders is doing bad. But one thing for sure, prayer is the best key to help a good leader to stand firm. Because they need us, whether they know it or not. They need the prayer warrior. They need the children of God in this world. Because there's so much crookedness is going on in the world today. So we have to stand on our post. And we have no excuse, because we are fully equipped to pray down these principalities. Bind the works of the enemy. Let him know he has no place. Because what did Heaven the Father say? Give the enemy no place. In other words, give Satan no place. place in your life. You have the authority to stand. And when you were sent out to be a prayer warrior, you know that what you're going to come against, you got to stand. Pray for those that is in authority, that God strengthen the inner man in them, that God will turn them to see that there's a better way. The way of the world, it just leads to destruction. But when you sow out to the living God, you can stand. You can stand regardless what you see coming against you. Stand faithful on your faith in the name of Jesus, because there is no other way. And Lord, I thank you today, Lord. Thank you for being the Lord of our life, Lord. Thank you for keeping us this here, Lord God. I ask you to continue to strengthen your prayer line and the warriors on this prayer line to do this job, Lord God. Because in the name of Jesus, we know we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. We got to stand on our line. We can't be fooling on one side and running on the other side. We got to stand firm, stay in our line. As prayer warriors, we have a job to do. And this is what I believe in my heart, that Jesus Christ died and paid the price so we can stand boldly, so we can have a new start, so we must do our work. Pray for those that is in authority. Don't talk negative about them, but pray for them, because your prayer will bring them into subjection, whether they want to or not. You continue to pray. Stand firm in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I'm opening the line for Mother McCormick. And let us know what the Lord's giving you to pray for tonight.
I'm praying for the sick.
Praise God.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this afternoon, God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive us for all our sin that we have done this day, God. Anything that's in our life that's not right, God, that's not pleased in your sight, God, we ask you to cleanse us and forgive us for it right now as we go forward in your prayer. God, we ask you, God, to use me as the way you see fit, God, that I speak the words that you tell me to speak, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come, Lord God, praying for the sick right now, God. God, we know there's so much is happening, so much is going on. So many sickness is going on in the world today, God. But God, you said with your stripes that we are already healed, God. And Father God, we ask you to look down on that sick man or that girl, that man, that woman, somewhere, God. Somebody is lying in a bed of affliction, God. Somebody can't make it. Somebody don't know which way to turn today, God. But we know, God, that you is a healer on today, God. We know, God, that whatever we need, God, we know we can call on the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we know there's power in your name on tonight, Father. We ask you to touch right now, Lord. Go into the hospital. Go into the prison camp, Lord God. Touch, there may be some sick ones there, God. They may be sick in their body or they may be sick in their mind. Whatever situation the sickness might fall on, God, you knows all about it. And we ask you to touch right now. We ask you to pour out your anointing on your people, God. To pour out your anointing on that man, that's still a man, that's still a woman, girl, or boy. Somebody needs you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, Heavenly Father, that you is a healer. Let them know, Heavenly Father God, that all power is in your hand on today, God. Let them know, Heavenly Father God, that the word of God says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Help them, Lord God, to trust you, Lord. Lean not to their own understanding, but just know, God, that you died 2,000 years ago and you shed your precious blood, but you rose again on the third day, and you are alive on today. You are alive. You are alive and well on today, God. And we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that shed that blood on the Calvary cross, and we thank you for it, God. Father God, we pray for people that's sick in their body. There's so much sick, God. So much is going on. But we bind up the hand of the devil right now, that he have no authority over people that's sick in their body. He have no authority over them right now, because we know that all power is in your hand. And we know, Heavenly Father God, that people all have to do is just look to the hill from which cometh their help. And all their help come from you on tonight, Lord. Oh, Father God, just touch the people, Lord. Oh, God, there's so much sickness. So many little babies are sick in little council homes. And so many those that can't walk. There's so many that have diabetes. There's so many that have all this blood pressure, bone problems, breathing problems, so many different situations of sicknesses in the world today, God. But we know that you see it. We know that you know it's all about it, Heavenly Father. So, God, we come in the name of Jesus asking you to touch their body right now, Lord. Touch that feeble body right now in the name of Jesus. And lift them up, God, and give them strength that they can realize, God, that all their help and all their strength and all their deliverance comes from you on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. You said many of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of all. And so, God, we pray and we believe that you will deliver them out of all their sickness and all their things that they might be going through right now in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we pray right now for them, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to trust you, Lord. Help them to lean out to their own understanding. Help them to seek your face while you shall be found. Call on you while you're near. Oh, Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on your people, Lord. Oh, God, help them to keep their eyes looking to the hills. Keep their eyes open, looking to you, and not looking to the left or to the right, but just calling and crying out to you like the woman with the issue of blood, how she just cried out to you, even though she may went through so many situations, even though she may went through all these different things down through the years, but she kept her faith, and she kept believing, God, that one day that the hand of the Lord will be touched, and you would touch her body. And we thank you, Hallelujah, Sunday. We thank you right now for healing your people right now in the name of Jesus, because there's so much is happening, so much is going on. But we ask you in the name of Jesus to pour out your anointing on your people right now, Lord, and let them know that you is a healer and a deliverer, God. All they got to do is hold on and trust you in the name of Jesus, and you will see them through in a time like this. You said, look on to you, Lord. You told them that you would supply their needs and you would open up doors that they couldn't see. But God, most of all, you told them you would heal their body in the name of Jesus. So God, as we pray this prayer on tonight, God, we pray that you, Lord, will heal the body right now, Lord. Pour out your anointing on them in the name of Jesus, and let them know that you is a healer in a day and time like this. Keep their faith in you on tonight, because whatever they need, all they got to do is hold on and trust in you and not look to a man, but trust in you in a time of trouble tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing right now for your people. We know that healing is already made. We know that it's already worked out. We thank you for the healing power that's going on right now in people's lives, in the name of Jesus, in the hospital, in the prison camp, in the nursing home. We thank you for those that's in home that can't go and can't do for themselves. But we know that you see and you will open up doors. You will send forth your anointing on them right now in the name of Jesus. Many are the affliction, but you said in your word you would deliver us out of all. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for knowing, God, that you is doing it. We know you're doing it right now, God. We know you're healing. We know you're healing right now, Lord. Your power is on them right now. We thank you for the healing power on your people right now, Lord. And we bind up the hand of the enemy right now. And we plead the blood of Jesus on the devil that's trying to hinder those that's sick in their body with these different kind of problems that they might be going through. We bind that devil up right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus. He has no authority over people that's sick in their body. And so, God, we're going to thank you for it, and we're going to believe that it's already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the mighty name of the Lord. Amen. We will ask Mother Willette to come on now. Praise the Lord. And praying the Lord bless that you all don't forget tonight the whatever you put on your heart now, but don't forget the human trafficking and the murders and genocide tonight too as well. Praise God.
Okay. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll be praying for human trafficking and murder, and I'll just include that in my prayer. Yes. Thank you, Lord. And Father God, in the precious and mighty and holy name of Jesus, in that name that's above every name, Father God, I thank you that you are God, that you're sovereign, that you are, hallelujah, the living God. Father, I thank you that nothing has taken you by surprise. I thank you so much because, Lord God, that there's nothing too hard for you. You are so good and you're so loving. You demonstrated your love to all of us when you took on the form of your creation in the name of Jesus and you came to earth. And, Lord God, you showed us that even though you could be in a human body, you can live without sin in your life. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, for just showing us and demonstrating the power of your love that you have for all of us. That in spite of the condition of man, the wickedness of man, that you would be willing to sacrifice your only begotten Son and allow him to come to earth, Lord God, and give his life, Lord God, to pay for the sin and wrongdoing of every human that would ever be born. So, Father God, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus, I appreciate you. I love you so much because you are so good to us, to your human creation. You created us. We are your people and the sheep of your pastor, Lord God. You are our good shepherd. You're the bishop of our soul. You, Lord God, are our eternity, our everlasting life, Lord God, our portion, our health, Lord God. You're our all in all. So I appreciate you so much for who you are. I thank you, Lord God, for saving our lives, for sparing our souls and those that we are concerned about and love. So, Lord God, I just want to say thank you so much for what you have done and what you are doing and what you will do in the future in Jesus' name. I thank you because there is nothing too hard for you. I thank you that you are yet the great I am. Hallelujah. So you're the self-existing one. Lord God, you're able to do anything, Lord God, and I appreciate you for being that kind of God. Lord God, we come and we present to you, Lord God, the situations where human beings, some of your creations, are taking other people and they're trafficking. They're, in other words, they're taking and they're having these people sold for money, sex, for many other different things. I don't even understand the ins and out of all of that, but I don't know how you are the creator and another human being can think that they have the authority over someone else and cause them to be in a slave type mentality, oh God. But God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the Holy Ghost that you placed on the inside of me, I pray that you expand expose this darkness, O God, in the name of Jesus. We realize that it's no light in human beings thinking that they have control over another individual and they would use them to make merchandise of them and to begin to make money of them, Lord God. And these people believe that they have no authority of their own. So, God, I pray that these people that are doing this thing, and I know that it violates what is called the human right, Lord God, situation. I pray that you expose these people, Lord God, that are committing such horrible acts in the name of Jesus. Expose the darkness and the wickedness that's going on, Lord God, up on this earth and in people, Lord God. We realize people are greedy, Lord God, and they're like vultures, Lord God, and look like they'll do just about anything for the money, Lord God. But I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you, Lord God, expose them, and God, in the name of Jesus, I would pray, Lord God, and I know that it's your desire that none perish, Lord God. You would that all would come to the knowledge of the truth and accept Christ and, Lord God, have a changed lifestyle. And, Lord God, I would that also, and I know that you don't want anybody to perish, but I know that you are, Lord God, the all-powerful, omnipotent God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And I know that you know the end from the beginning. You know what's in the heart of man already. You know whether they will repent or whether they will stay wicked, O God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, if they will not repent today, I pray, O God, that you expose them. Lord God, let them be found out and let them be placed behind bars where they need to go. And if you desire to save their life, Lord God, then you do it, even if you have to do it with them behind bars in the name of Jesus. God, people shouldn't treat other people like that in the name of Jesus. And it's not right, Heavenly Father. Lord God, you are God that loved us, and so the agape love should be on the inside of us, but we realize that everybody has not come to Jesus. And maybe it's the body of Christ's fault because we've not preached the gospel to everyone like we ought to. We've not went out in the streets and been compelled people to come to the house of God and sit at the feet and learn of you, Lord God. So I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you help the people, Lord God, that are in bondage in these situations, oh God. There are people that are going in and knocking people in the head and taking people's lives. They're murdering people, Lord God, just for the sake of getting some type of fix. So I pray in the name of Jesus for those that are caught in a spider's web of, Lord God, drug addiction, Lord God, or some type of sexual identity disorders, oh God, that's causing them to make bad decisions, oh God. I pray, oh Lord God, for those, Lord God, who started out being just disobedient to the parents, and the disobedience led to rebellion, oh God, and then that opened the door for all kinds of wicked and sinful ways, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you bring people to the knowledge that it's time to make a change in their life. God, let it be that in 2017, there's a change mindset in humanity, oh God. So I pray in the name of Jesus that every person on earth, God, that you expose the darkness in their lives. And God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, hallelujah, that you clothe them in the right mind and let them have a mindset to realize that, you know, I haven't been living right, and it's time for me to make a change. And from what I heard, that Jesus is that way that I can make a change. So, God, I'm praying in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, mankind all over the world, oh God, if they're caught up in something that's dealing with sin or darkness, God, because there's no darkness in you at all. Father, if there's any darkness, we pray that you expose it and let a person examine themselves, oh God, and make a good decision to say, God, help me to change my ways. Help me to come to you while I have the chance, O God, for your word says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, for God will abundantly pardon, because you would that none should perish. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for those people, Lord God, who are handling other people for trafficking. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you expose them, that they be caught and they be placed under arrest and thrown in jail. And God, if you is your will, if you want to save them while they're in jail, maybe they'll come to the light then. If they're not coming to the light then Lord God, you do that in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray for those, Lord God, who feel like they have to go and murder or go and knock somebody in the head or do other things because of whatever habits they may have or whatever opportunities that they have missed because of bad choices that they have made in time past. We pray, oh God, that you let them come to their senses and have a changed mindset in this year, oh God. Deliver your people, and we pray for the protection of God. We pray for the mighty warrior angels to encamp your people, oh God, encamp our family members and our loved ones and our neighbors, oh God, and our nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for safety and covering, Lord God, of your people right now in the name of Jesus. But we pray for those that, Lord God, are not willing to change. Expose them, Lord God, and let them be placed under arrest in the name of Jesus if they don't intend on changing. God, you can change their life wherever they are. We pray, Lord God, that you will show your grace and your mercy and help them while it is day before it's too late, oh God. But I pray, oh God, that you stir up the heart of man and let them realize that it's time for a change, and the change starts in me in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Lord God, and I lift these people up that are in situations like that. I pray for people, Lord God, who feel like that they are trapped in situations where they cannot get out. Open up their hearts through the power of the Holy Ghost and let them realize that if they would just come to you, then their life can be changed forevermore. I thank you, Lord God, and I just pray for each one of these situations. I know that you've already heard what Sister Hubbard has mentioned, Lord God, in the list of requests, Lord God. There's so much to pray about, so much to pray for. But I want to say, Father, I thank you because I know you know about it. And you told us to pray, Lord God. And I thank you for the intercessory prayer team, oh God. And I lift them up in the name of Jesus, strengthen them all the more. But I thank you, Lord God, for those that you will release. You said, Lord God, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me, hallelujah, to preach the gospel to the poor. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you send forth laborers, Lord God, into the vineyard, Lord God, that they may preach the gospel to, Lord God, these people, especially those that are caught up in situations. And I pray that as they preach this gospel to these people, God, I pray, oh God, that you break every yoke, destroy every stronghold. Lord God, render ineffective every wicked scheme that the enemy is trying to do to destroy people's lives, because it's the enemy that came to steal, kill, and destroy the life of your people. You created us, you made us, you love us, and you want good for us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, expose the wicked and evil. And God, set those that have been bound in these situations. I pray that you set them free. Set them free. Loose them that have been bound. Set them free. Set the captive free, Lord God, so that they will no longer, Lord God, be bound to what is darkness or sin, but set them free so that they can worship you in the spirit of holiness. Father, I thank you. I could say much more, but I just lift up these situations to you, and my expectation is that you're the God that's able, can, and will bring about a change. So I pray that this year, God, in the name of Jesus, every day this year, that you set these people that are caught in these situations, set them free so that they'll be able to worship you. I thank you that you didn't deliver us out of darkness so we can go back to being held captive, but you delivered us so we can come out and bless your name and worship you and appreciate you and show kindness one to the other. So we lift up these situations in the matchless name of Jesus, and our expectations is to see and hear of your wonders of what you're doing. Expose those evil, wicked situations. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We praise and magnify your name. Oh, praise God. Evangelist Noel, tonight would you pray for our youth as the Lord bless. Some need encouragement and others need to come out from the things that are holding them in rebellion and disobedience, however God give it to you. Praise God. So, Noel? Evangelist Noel? Laureen, Noel, is your mic on? Praise the Lord.
Yes. Hello.
Oh, we have to pray for our youth, the ones and stuff like this need some encouragement.
This is Laureen.
Yes. We need for you to pray for the youth tonight. Some need some encouragement and have some challenging situations, and other ones, we want to pray for them that may be rebellious or stubborn and have some things that in disobedience that's causing them to be in a situation. So however he give it to you to pray about the youth, you pray.
Okay.
Some radio on the background or TV.
Okay. You still here?
Yes, we can hear you.
Father God, okay, you ready?
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we come to you right now, Lord God, knowing, God, that you are able, oh, Father God. Father God, you are able to do all things. And Heavenly Father God, we come, Lord God, praying for our youth right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for building us, hedge around them and protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Father God, we come against everything that want to tempt them or causing them to error in this life. Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord Jesus, as we plead the blood over their spirit, soul, and body. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We rebuke every spirit that want to hinder them for drug addiction. Everything, God, from evil, Lord God, being disobedient in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to lead them in the right direction. Father God, shine your spotlight down on them. Father God, that your protected angels be all around them, oh Heavenly Father. Oh God, that they'll grow up and mature to be your men and women, oh God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, as we rebuke every foul spirit, every demonic spirit, everything, oh God, that come against their young mind in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now, Lord God, we just stand in awe, God. Oh, Father God, we send the spirit of them, oh God. Oh God, those, oh God, that have the mind to rob, to have the mind to do things, unjust things, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, turn them around, oh God. Turn them around, oh God. Let them not, God, go to a strike in the name of Jesus. Father God, of the young ladies, oh God. Oh, Father, let them grow up, oh God, to be spiritual young women. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every hindrance spirit all around, every sexual spirit around these young people. In the name of Jesus, let them prosper in school. In the name of Jesus, prosper, Father, in colleges, oh God. Wherever they go, Lord God, let them be prosper in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for just girding up their parents before them, oh Heavenly Father. Help them, oh God, to see, oh God, where the hands of the enemy is, oh God. Father God, we plead the blood over technology right now, Father. All these iPhones, iPads, computers, Father God, where the devil is cut our children through, oh God, technology, oh Father. Oh God, give them a mind, Lord God. Oh Father, to not to entertain these things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. And Father God, we thank you for the legions of angels being dispatched all around them in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, and we thank you right now, God. Thank you, Father God, for giving them a mind right now, God. Heal them in every aspect in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, those, oh God, that has been, oh God, separated from their parents, oh Father God. Those, oh God, that are out in the world right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, those that are in the wrong hands right now, Father God. Father God, shine your spotlight down on the evildoers, oh God, with our children right now, God, in the sex trafficking and all these things, oh God, that the young ladies and young men are participating in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we come against, Lord God, oh God, we come against the stage, oh God. Some are being molested, oh God, homosexuality. Oh God, we plead the blood over them right now. We seal them with your precious blood in the name of Jesus. And Father, right now, God, oh God, protect them when they come in and protect them when they go out in the precious name of Jesus. And Father God, we just want to thank you right now. We give you glory and we give you honor, oh Heavenly Father. In the name we pray, amen.
Alpha, praise God. I thank God for all the prayer warriors tonight and things that we praise God and give him glory. So
hallelujah.
What we're going to do, we want to praise God and open the line back up in a minute for all for us to just give God some worship and praise, and we want to take the prayer requests in a couple of minutes. But I just want, as we get ready to go into the new year, are we already in it? But I just want to, just for us, just to corporately just give him some praise. So I'm going to open up where we can just give total praise on one accord in our worship to glorify the Lord, and we're going to take the prayer request. We're going to take just a couple of minutes just in worship. Hallelujah for Thanksgiving. God, I give you glory, praise, and honor. Lord, I'm mighty. God, glory. Honor you. Lift up your holy name. We thank you for glory to God. So many ones.
Yes,
praise God in your own way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Holy name. Wonderful.
Praise your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 We thank you,
Lord. Honor you, Father.
Oh, God, we
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. My son, well, all of my children, we were victims of the flood in South Carolina. My husband and myself, his name is Minister Parker. We actually moved to Jacksonville, Florida, and my children did not want to come with us. So right now I have 5 children, and they are 5 different locations in South Carolina. With their own mind, I'm praying for them, a covering for them, that they do come to a greater land, which is Florida. You know, to me, it's a promised land because it is so many opportunities for the younger generation to just kind of spread their wings and fly in the name of Jesus. So I'm praying that all of my displaced children become placed and that my stepchildren become in the light of the Lord. So that is my prayer request, if at all possible. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Yes, yes. Praise God. We'll definitely put that on the altar. Hopefully you don't hang up before we pray, because we take the requests first and then we just start praying for them. We don't just put it on the line and just put it out there. We pray tonight. So if you can hold out for a little bit, we'll definitely, after we take their other prayer requests, and then we're going to go ahead and pray. Thank the Lord.
Yes,
we believe in God's miracle. Nothing's too hard for God. And I can tell in your voice. You can tell that you have the faith, and we're going to be in agreement with you, because he said the effective fervent prayers of the righteous does avail much, as we in agreement. Any more requests?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Any more? Anyone else with prayer requests before we pray?
Minister Hubbard.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to thank and praise God for his goodness and his mercy. I thank and praise him for bringing my family through last year. I thank and praise God for each time, you know, my son had to go to the hospital a number of times last year, but God brought him through that. He went to take some tests today, and he's got to get some results back in a couple of 2 or 3 days from now. But in any case, I'm just thanking and praising God in advance for his healing and for his deliverance. I thank and praise him for breaking these yokes and these strongholds that are trying to keep our children from fulfilling their full potential in the Lord.
Amen.
And so I thank and praise God for what he's already done, what he is doing, and what he will do, and I just bless him so much, because even though it may have been a little rough last year, God brought us through it, and I thank and praise him for healing, you know, my body from those attacks, from the sinuses, the allergies, the vocal cord problems, and things like that. God has just been so good, hallelujah. He kept us while we were traveling down the highways, and that's why I pray that God protect people as they're traveling to and from, because the enemy try to put other people in your, you know, your lane, and instead of being in their own lane. So I just thank God for so much of what he has done. And my expectation this year is so great, because I know we serve a great and a mighty God. I love him. I appreciate him. I know that he's going to do such a flourishing, overabundant than what we could have even anticipated. So I'm in expectation of what God's going to do this year. And I just pray that the prayer line or the prayer team will be in agreement, that be in expectation of the wonders and mighty acts of God. And don't put limits on God. Let me say it like that. But be in expectation, because God is a miracle worker. He's a wonder-working God, and he can do more than what we can even fathom. So I pray that, you know, that we all would just look forward to seeing what God is doing, because just at the end of the year, I began to see how he began to flourish in doing mighty acts and giving us favor after favor after favor and things. So my expectation is great in the Lord. I'm excited about this year. I know some people have different feelings, but I'm very excited about what God is going to do. My expectation when we pray, believe that we receive and we have what we ask God of. That's faith, is believing that we receive. So I'm praying that more people will begin to receive what they ask God for in the name of Jesus. But I just want to just give God praise for what he's already done and what he is doing and what he's going to do, in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you. Sister Hubbard, thank God.
Yes.
Again, once again, this is Evangelist Parker, and I'm apologetic for even Okay, but God has placed upon my heart to deliver this message to the team as a whole, as a unit, because unity brings about strength. This is my very first time listening on the line, being a participant of the prayer team, and it's moving. It's very, very moving. And he has told me to remind everyone of Psalm 7, verses 9 through 17, and this is collectively speaking on a collection of every prayer request that was placed at the altar tonight. It says, "Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tried the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will wield his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordained his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High." Amen. Thus God has answered all prayer requests tonight, and I just want to thank him. Thank him and bridging the gap and just say, hallelujah, Lord. We praise your holy name for thanking, for answering every single prayer that has been placed at the altar tonight with Sister Hubbard. Thank you, Father God. Thank
God. We give God glory and praise. Amen. We bless God for that word of encouragement. And you're fine, because as the Lord bless and the doors open, we allow the interjection. So you're in order. Praise God. Any
thank
more
you.
Prayer requests? Begin to pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and cover the ground on these prayer requests. Mother Willette, would you, Mother Alexander, would you pray for Mother McCormick tonight with the lady Dolores about concerning cancer and counseling that assignment? And when you pray for that request, would you also pray for Pastor Day, your husband is going to have that surgery on his on those two hernias that's in there? They have a specialist, a doctor that will do it, to talk to her daughter a couple of days ago, and they're going to do it on the 24th. So we believe in God, continues for his life. God bless and raise him up, and no matter what the challenge is now, we believe in God, going to bless and bring him through this surgery. So this Pastor Daney's husband, which is Deacon Daney, and also pray for this lady, Dolores, with the cancer. Mother Willette, would you take this request for Evangelist Parker, for her son, her children that was displaced, like she said, to be put in place, and also for those ones that in the family that need a Savior, that, like she was saying, to commit their lives unto the Lord. And I would like to take that prayer request for your son, if you do it that way. And okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So, Mother Evangelist Alexander, you go ahead and do that one with the calcium for, I mean, not calcium, we praise God for my sister doing deliver for that, but also for the cancer for Dolores, and I'll pray for Deacon Daney, surgery.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, by your stripe we are healed. Lord God, you see the sister, what she's going through, but I know that you's a healer, Heavenly Father. So we speak against the spirit of cancer right now in the name of Jesus. We bind in it right now in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. And Father God, we ask you, Heavenly Lord, Heavenly Father, your will must be done here, Lord God. Because according to the promise, Lord, you said, by your stripe we are healed. So, Father God, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for touching our faith, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. For, Lord, we know that you is a healer, Heavenly Father. We know that all things is possible with you, Lord God. We ask you, Father God, to lay upon the sister mind that she continue, Lord God, to drink blessed water, Lord God, and to keep your word going day and night, Lord God, and to stand in faith and believing that you hear our prayer, Lord God, and nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for bringing healing, Father God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because, Lord, we know that you are a healer and nothing is impossible for you according to the promises, Lord God. Lord, we bring the brother before you, Heavenly Father. You see, Lord God, oh, Father God, touch the doctor to doing this operation, Lord God. Whatever surgery you need to do, Lord God. But we know, Father God, that you are the double healer. You are a healer. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Lord God. The doctor can bring surgery, but you are the healer. Lord God, we give you glory, Lord God. We give you glory for what you're doing in our life, Lord God. Because you said in your word, Lord God, if we believe by faith, calling your name, stand firm, your word shall come forth, Lord God. Because you speak it, we must believe it. You are the healer. You said in your word, by your stripe we are healed. You said in your word, you sent your word and heal us, Lord God. Lord God, touch him, Lord God. Let your will be done right now, Father God. Because, Lord, we know that you're a God that heals, Lord God. We know you're a healer. So we bind up this sickness, these diseases, this cancerous cell that come attack the people. We bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that we spread over our face, Lord God. Cover under the blood of the Lamb and claim victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Help our Lord God to stand firm on your word, Lord God, and to continue to call on the name of Jesus and stand by faith, Lord God, that nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. You said in your word, Lord God, that by your stripes we are healed. So we binding up the works of the enemy, because this cancerous spirit got to loose his hand, Lord God. Loose that lady. Loose her in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Heal in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you said it, Lord, we believe. We believe, Heavenly Father, that all things is possible to them that believe, because according to your promise, Lord God, help us to be strong, Lord God, and stand on your promises. Not going by what you see, but going by faith, what your word said, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for healing both of them, Lord God. We thank you for touching them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch their heart, Lord God. Bring back to remembrance, Lord God, that all things is possible to them that believe, and that strengthen them, Lord God. For your word said, Lord God, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you touch our Lord God. Bring back to remembrance, Lord God, that you are a God that answers prayer. And these things we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I just come before your presence again. I thank you so much, Lord God. I just love you, Lord God. I thank you for your word that says, Lord God, in Psalm 62:5 says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. God, you're only my rock and my salvation, my defense. I shall not be moved. Father God, I thank you that my expectation truly is from you, Heavenly Father. I thank you that you're the God that's able to do something about every situation, Lord God, that we face. And you said that let our supplications be made with thanksgiving, Lord God. So you want us to bring our requests to you, even though you already know about them. You've already heard the request in advance, Lord God. But we bring them to you, Lord God, according to your word. And our expectation is that, Lord God, you bring about healing, deliverance, salvation, whatever it is that we stand in need of. So I thank you for Evangelist Parker, Lord God, and her family. I thank you, Lord God, that you restore all that Lord God, that she may have lost because of the flood. I pray for her children, Lord God, that have been displaced. I pray, Lord God, that you know the heart of the parent, Lord God. They always want their children together. They don't want them to be separated, Lord God, but they'd like for them to be in the, at least in the same area where they live. So we pray that you work out that situation for her children that are displaced. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not just for her children that are not saved, the ones that are not saved, we pray, oh God, that you expose the darkness, Lord God. We pray, God, that you destroy every stronghold, every yoke. We pray that, Lord God, that you, Lord God, we bring into captivity every thought, Lord God, every imagination, every wrong type of thinking, Lord God, that may be in their heart or their mind. We bring them to the obedience of Christ in the name of Jesus. We take captive these thoughts and imaginations and wrong thinking, Lord God, from our children, Lord God, that are not saved. We pray, oh God, that you expose them to the power of your love. Let them, Lord God, realize, Lord God, that it's only through Christ, Lord God, will they be able to have peace in their life, will they be able to have, Lord God, the type of life that you want them to have in the name of Jesus. So we are praying, Lord God, that you send forth laborers, Lord God, wherever they may be, Lord God, not just to Evangelist Parker, unsaved children, but we're praying for other children out there that are not yet saved. Some maybe even in our homes, Lord God, who claim to know you, but their lifestyle does not demonstrate that they really know you. So we're praying, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, just expose them to the power and the depth of the love that you have for them, in that you sent Jesus, Lord God, as, Lord God, he is walking love, Lord God. He would be willing to take their place, Lord God, and pay for every sin that they ever have done. God, you love these children so much, Lord God, that you would that they not be lost. So we pray that you send forth, Lord God, a member of the laborers of the harvest, Lord God. Let them meet with them, and, Lord God, expose them to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray, oh God, for the ministers of the gospel, God, that they will preach your word in such a way, Lord God, that your word will go out with such power, Lord God, that it will convict the soul of any sin that may be in their life, and the heart, Lord God, will be transformed and will be changed through the power of your Holy Spirit. So we pray for the lost loved ones, Lord God, of her family, in the name of Jesus, and we pray they will come to know Jesus as their personal Savior. We pray, oh God, that wherever they turn, Lord God, that someone that knows you will, Lord God, remind them of who they're supposed to be in the name of Jesus. Bring them out of darkness. Bring them out of darkness, Lord God. And we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that the enemy will loose them in the name of Jesus. Every thought that the enemy brings, we bring it that is not like you. Every thought that that comes from the enemy, we command it to be under the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we take those thoughts, we take those imaginations that's not like you, and God, even influences from others, Lord God, that are not like you. If they have friends, Lord God, that are not saved, Lord God, we pray that you save their friends, Lord God. And maybe you use their friends to minister to them in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we lift up these unsaved children, Lord God, and we pray, and Lord God, we speak, Lord God, that you heal, save, and deliver them. If they have inner wounds, Lord God, from things that happened in their past, we pray that you heal their inner wounds in the name of Jesus. And let them know, Lord God, through the power of your Holy Spirit, that it was only through you that they were able to be saved. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, that you continue to be with Evangelist Parker's children, Lord God. And we pray, God, that this experience, Lord God, would not break them, but it will help them draw closer to you in the name of Jesus. And we are praying for not only her unsaved children, but all of our unsaved children in the name of Jesus, we pray. We love you, Lord. We thank you. We appreciate you. And I thank you for the prior scripture that we read, Thank you, Lord God. And we do pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that all let all the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. We pray that prayer in Jesus' name. We love you. We bless you. We give your name praise for what you're doing in this season. Thank you, Father, for every miracle of salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're about to close. We have more time, but the phone is about to charge out. So I just thank the Lord again for Mother Willette. We pray for your son. We thank God for those tests coming back. In the name of Jesus, God, because your word says by your heal. God, we believe you that there come a time that he will not even look back after have to go through these tests or go through this situation, because in your word, glory to God, you've already done this at Calvary. We know it's a thief that's come up against his body, come up against him, but we're believing you, glory to God, for a miraculous miracle to take place where the prayers have already gone forth, glory to God, through her and others that are praying. We believe in, glory to God, this year is going to be the year of deliverance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of your anointing. Pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as you said earlier, for yokes to be destroyed in the lives of our children and ours. We believe in you, glory to God, that this is going to be a year of blessings, of your will being done, healings, deliverance, salvation, encouragement, enlightenment, yokes being destroyed, people coming into a place of allowing your will to be done. We're praying that you continue to bless her, that she will have that effect on her body again with the enemy attacking with sinuses or either coming up against her body in any other way. We're praying strength that she healed and whole, doing what God has called her to do and assigned to her hand. We thank you for all the prayer warriors on the line, the prayer requests, and everything, and even that word that glory to God, believing by faith as we celebrate, it is done. So whatever manifestation need to come forth, we are not looking at it by sight. We're walking it by faith and calling it so be those things that are not as though they were. So God, we thank you for the hedge being about us, the blood covering, the angels being in camp. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you, glory to God, that we command all of our muscles, tissue, cells, and blood to come in alignment with your word. We thank God for the resurrection power of your of Jesus Christ in our life. Thank you for fully aligning our spirits, our body, and our mind, every other area of our lives with your perfect soundness provided for us in the name of Jesus. You shedded your blood at Calvary, Lord Jesus, through daily doses of your word and meditation upon your promises, Lord. I will walk and we will walk in divine health in Jesus Christ. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. I pray y'all continue to be strengthened and encouraged as we anticipate expectancy of glory to God of the greater things yet to come, as we be more committed, dedicated, in obedience, walking in agape, walking in the love and the manifestation of God's power. So the lights of Jesus Christ be shine through us, that they may know that our Savior lives still on the throne, still doing great things, and still saving, healing, deliverance, and putting families together, raising up, glory to God, those out of darkness into the light, and healing and bringing financial blessings, opening doors and making ways. So we go give him the glory and give him praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We look forward to
the Lord.
Hearing from you all on next Sunday night of Evangelist Noel and whatever our other guest speaker that will come on for the second and fourth Sunday. We always have at 7 o'clock our speakers to come on and minister to our hearts. So we will have a speaker coming on, Evangelist Noel. She prayed for the youth tonight, so she'll be one of the speakers next week. And then in the meantime, we pray every Monday night at 7 o'clock. Praise God. So before we charge out, anything else before we do the last beat?
Praise them. We must have our prayer for Sister Hubbard. If someone wants to pray, or either I can pray or whatever, if any other ones, sisters.
Better do it quick on the last beat then. Praise God. Go ahead.
Okay.
You go ahead.
Father God, isn't it? Is anybody else going to do it for me?
No, you go ahead.
Do it.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Father God, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We lift up Pastor Hubbard, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. We continue to ask you, Lord God, to keep her surrounded with your presence, Lord God. Anoint her even the more to hear your voice, O God, in the name of Jesus, as far as direction, Thank you for what you, Lord God, have put in our heart. We just bless her right now. We pray for favor for this year. We pray, Lord God, that she will just see, Lord God, what you're doing in her life day by day. Thank you, Lord God, for this call, Lord God, to stand on the wall and intercede for those, Lord God, who may not even know that they're being interceded for. We bless her. We praise you, Lord God, for her. Strengthen her. Meet her need according to your good riches and glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
God is an awesome God. He let the prayer go through. So in the meantime, I love you all. Shalom, shalom. So we can be able to do our departure in Christ Jesus. Wonderful Savior. He's awesome. Thank you. Y'all be blessed of the Lord, and with great expectation and anticipation of God's manifestation, look forward to it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Shalom, shalom.
Good night.
Shalom, shalom.
Oh, good day. God is awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. With time, he's wonderful. Woo, he's awesome.